What up, what up? It's your player partner checking in. 2 Chainz, and right now you're locked in to Jalen and Jacoby. Yeah.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What
we
up,
are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do, Jalen?
We give the people what they want.
We have some new information about the return of NBA basketball in Orlando. We have a full health and safety protocol document, over 100 pages, that we will break down detail. However, there are 2 reasons that could keep NBA players from going to Orlando in the bubble. One, of course, is the coronavirus and the health and safety. The other is the current Black Lives Matter movement, fight for equality. So let's address the second one, because we will get to the health and safety protocol in a second. There's a coalition of players. Avery Bradley is one of them. Kyrie Irving is among them. And that what they have said that their priorities are the following: improved hiring practices for front office, donations to organizations serving Black communities, and more owner donations to causes that promote racial equality and justice. Now, Jalen, we know there is a deadline to commit to going to the bubble by June 24th. Do you think the NBA will do enough between now and June 24th to address those priorities from the coalition?
I think what they're going to do is agree to do enough in order for it to happen by the 24th. And by the way, do not be surprised, media and fans, when players just decide not to go, whether it's COVID-19, whether it's the social unrest, whether they're just uncomfortable with the fact that their team really doesn't have a legit chance to make the playoffs or win the championship, and they don't want to put themselves in harm's way. Every time this topic comes up, the first thing we point to is the money. And I want to tell everybody something. Freedom fighters like Muhammad Ali, they took stands regardless of the money. Today's athlete gets paid more than ever. The coalition of NBA basketball players is the most powerful Black men in sports when they're pulling in the same direction. Along with entertainment, arguably the most successful and financially secure group of people in the United States of America. So if you have a chance to make change, this is your leverage. Make sure you're clear. Make sure you're distinct. Make sure that the league is listening and find ways to get accomplish your agenda.
I think this is a really important time for the NBA because June 24th is going to come up sooner than you think. And everything they have in place in terms of testing and the travel and logistics and the hotels, we will get into all of that. But I'm glad what they've done is addressed. Here's what the NBA can do for this movement. Here's what we want from the NBA. Change in the front office, donations made to places that serve the Black community. I think those are things that they have to do. Like, you have forced the NBA to coalesce to these, I won't call them demands, but their priorities. And I think they absolutely will before June 24th to make players more comfortable to commit to going down to Orlando. Now, that is the sort of the movement part of it. There's also the health and safety protocol. And we've got a lot of details to go over. So many that we have a very special Keep It Moving. So, Jalen, I'm going to tell you some details from this over 100-page document.
Okay.
And then you are going to decide whether or not we discuss them. The first one is they have detailed what happens if there's a positive test result amongst a player. Keep it moving or
I'll hit the brakes on this one.
If a player gets a positive test, no matter who they are, they must isolate away from the team hotel for 14 days, then pass a cardiac test and able to return to play. 14 days, Jalen. What do you think?
I think that's like an injury. I think that's like somebody going on IR. You understand that things are going to happen where players may miss games, may miss practices. This is a unique scenario in the NBA where you're returning during a pandemic. There will be multiple people to test positive. I understand this, and don't be surprised if it affects playoff series and or who wins the championship.
Oh, I think it absolutely will. Next up, we know what happens if someone leaves the bubble. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, hit the brakes on this one. Hit the brakes on this one.
You leave the bubble, you will have to be in quarantine for 4 to 10 days, depending on your reason for leaving. So I got some questions about this. What reason is 4 days and what reason is 10 days?
Well, I'll tell you the reason for 4 days, especially guys that are single. Because you're in your room, you're going from the room to the bar to the pool, you rinse, you repeat, and you're able to have recreational activities and things are just, you're just enjoying yourself. And all the time, then all of a sudden FaceTime isn't enough. You need to see the person that you're talking to person. You're willing to break quarantine in order to make this happen.
I believe that they will give you the 4-day quarantine if you leave for something very serious, a family emergency or whatever. But what you're describing sounds to me like a 10-day quarantine. Moving on, we also know that hotels were assigned based on regular season
keep
record.
Keep it moving. Nobody cares where the team stands. They got money. They can stay wherever they want.
We know what amenities the players will be receiving. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
We know they're going to have first class everything. They're going to eat good, concierge, 24/7 massages, panic pedicures, be able to get their hair cut, get fresh, keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
They will be able to attend games that they will not be playing in. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one.
This is absolutely exciting for me. Because we always get the crowd cutaways, but now we get cutaways of players that could potentially be the next round matchup. How does this change the dynamic of playing the game without fans, knowing that opposing teams are watching?
Get ready for the visual. This is like AAU back in the day. A lot of slides and socks, a lot of shorts, a lot of shirts around the waist, a lot of sweaters over the shoulder because the air is cool inside. A lot of people staring at their phones during the game, acting like they're not interested. A lot of players falling out laughing when somebody gets shook or somebody gets dunked on.
Get used to this. Get used to a lot of this in the stands. They'll be wearing masks, but not because they're worried about COVID. They'll be wearing masks because they don't want you to read their lips when they're talking trash about the other teams. Next, we have this, Jalen Rose. There is a hotline that players can anonymously call other players that have violated the code. Who's calling the hotline? And the number's going to get out and civilians are going to start calling this hotline. What do you think about the hotline where players can, for lack of a better term, snitch on
each other? So just so you guys that saw The Last Dance and think Michael Jordan got sick in Utah, that's the only time that happened. It's not true. Things happen on the road. People call hotel rooms. People pull fire alarms. They do whatever they can to make sure that your squad is distracted. And I'll tell you something. I would be a guy that if I'm going against an opponent,
say it.
I would call a hotline even if it wasn't true.
Definitely
if that's all LeBron it took to get him in trouble, to get him suspended. You know what? I just saw LeBron. He's 15 minutes away from the quarantine right now. He need to miss game 7.
Definitely. I can't wait for the hijinks with that one. Next, something I know it's very important to you and all NBA players. We have details about the haircut situation. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes!
All right. Manny's and Petty's, all right, I don't care about. But the haircuts. Who is going to be the barbers? Who is going to staff this? The same person does the fades, does the braids. I have so many follow-up questions about how the haircuts happen. Jalen, as a senior hairline analyst of the world, how do you think the haircuts will happen?
So first off, just think about this, Jacoby. If I was going to play 8 basketball games, how many haircuts would I get?
8. That'd be 8. Yeah.
If I was going to play a 7-game series, how many haircuts would I get?
Probably 10.
So based on that math, this is the window for people to sneak in roadkill. This is the avenue. Here it is right here. My barber coming to give me a cut.
No, see, I think I don't think they'll be able to select the barber. I don't think they will be able to select their own barber and fly them in. I really feel like this is going to be like a Disney staff barber. That's what it's going to be. Everyone's going to have to go to the same. It's going to be like a sub 75-year-old Russian dude who's just going to be like, wait, what do you want? You want me to give you cornrows?
NBA players are not David Jacoby. They're usually loyal to their barbers and not using all of the same person. That there is going to end up being a disaster.
I would love
same
it.
Barber?
Some plane came in from Atlanta and it's like, oh, these are our barbers. It's like, well, they're all attractive young women.
Jason Tatum ain't letting nobody else cut his hair, so he might be out. It's going to be interesting to see. That's one. Him and Paul George, I'm watching them already.
I cannot wait for the NBA playoffs. And I also can't wait to tell you about what Lamar Jackson said about last year's NFL playoffs. We'll tell you that in 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your baby to let you sleep in?
What? We could sleep in another half hour? Thanks, sweetheart. And you'll change yourself too?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, do you remember that run that the Ravens were on at the end of the season, led by the MVP Lamar Jackson, only to lose to the Titans and Derrick Henry in the playoffs? Well, Jalen, Lamar Jackson said that he and the Ravens underestimated the Titans, who had just beaten Belichick and Brady. How do you underestimate a playoff team in the NFL?
Because usually a team isn't led by their bell cow three-down running back that's rushing for over 175 yards in three consecutive games. That just doesn't happen in today's NFL. The other thing, you're not used to seeing your defense get run on like the Ravens were. And finally, Lamar didn't play like an MVP that game. I want to give the Titans all of the credit. They got it done. And so the matchup that you're looking forward to in the AFC and possibly in the AFC championship moving forward, we'll be featuring Jackson and Mahomes a lot. Hopefully Deshaun Watson can find a way to get him some help to replace DeAndre Hopkins. But at either rate, they'll have many chances to play against one another. But I want to bow down and pay homage to the Titans because they outplayed expectations.
Yes, they certainly played well. They were hot in the playoffs until they ran into the Chiefs. But I want to say this. If Deshaun Watson's going to inject himself into this Mahomes-Jackson conversation, he might have to find himself some help in a different uniform. Moving on. Dr. Fauci. His star has risen in the last 6 months. We all love Anthony Fauci. And Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that baseball should not play into the fall. However, I was thinking about this. Wait a second. They don't touch each other when they play baseball. And the NFL doesn't just play into the fall. They play into the fall, into deep into the winter. Now, Jalen, how much is this warning from Fauci a concern that we will have a seriously stunted NFL season this year?
It's going to be a stunted NFL season. So I want everybody to be aware. There are going to be times where your favorite player at a skill position just isn't going to be able to go because they tested positive for COVID-19. But the league is going to go on because, A, they're scheduling games, and, B, you want to try to get as much money and opportunity in as possible to make the regular season legitimate so you can ultimately get to a playoff and get to a Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal. So do not be surprised if and when there are interruptions. And I listen to Dr. Fauci. I just wish powerful people in different positions would talk to him within the last couple of weeks. I would listen to him when he said, don't do large gatherings, especially indoors. And sporting events aren't going to have crowds. But other crowds are happening this weekend. I'm just saying.
Dr. Fauci, by the way, is a great point guard and has game. Moving on. After the events of yesterday, Mike Gundy apologized. Let's listen to head coach of Oklahoma State.
I want to apologize to all members of our team, former players, and their families for the pain and discomfort that has been caused over the last 2 days.
I'm not mad at the apologies. Just like Dabo when he had on the shirt that said football matters. These are intelligent adults in leadership positions that make their careers, in theory, off the backs of their players who happen to be black. You have to have more of a pulse of the people that you coach and lead. And so I appreciate the apologies, but at least don't have them written in a prompter. How about that, Jacoby?
You could tell he was reading. You could definitely tell he was reading. I mean, he said all the right things, but I didn't feel him when he said it. And the same thing for the video between him and Chuba yesterday. It's like you're saying the right things, but it doesn't hit. It doesn't
he
feel
had the
like
player really apologizing. The player was apologizing for tweeting, and the coach reads a written apology. That's only for recruiting. That wasn't real.
When we come back, I will tell you while I will be riding a pterodactyl in just a couple years.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit, part of Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, huge scientific breakthrough news. No, not a COVID-19 vaccine, but scientists
kangaroo
say
apocalypse.
They'll be able to bring back living dinosaurs within 5 years. So in 5 years, there will be living, breathing dinosaurs on this planet. You can have a Lamborghini. You can have a Bugatti. I will be commuting to work on a pterodactyl. I will be on a pterodactyl commuting to work every single day. I cannot wait until we are amongst the dinosaurs once again. Thank you so much for tuning in to Jalen Jacoby. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Up next is Levitard and Friends on Highly Questionable.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers always there for you rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. And Jalen, so let me take people behind the curtain of the show a lot, right? Now, you used to always get on me for not promoting the show enough on social media. And I put a clip up every day. Every day I put up a clip or I say tune in or whatever. And then you hired somebody. I don't know if you got your nephew Troy doing it, but you got someone else doing your social. I know you do because I see some edits in there, some fancy stuff. Like I know you got nephew Troy or you got Michelle or someone else doing your, I know it. I know you do, dog. Cause when we get the email, I see your Insta story seconds later and I know you are not that responsible. You are not that consistent. You are not that buttoned up. I know you, right? So yesterday, you know, and then we have a great staff, right? Brianna, well, she'll send us clips. She'll send us a text of what clips
well,
we want.
Well, let me answer I'll some tell of her what which, you
no,
said
I'm
first.
Not done. I have not asked a question. I'm not done speaking. And then Brianna will make sure that we approve the social clips that we get from the show, and I'll tell her which one I'm going to post, and she'll send them to us, and then you don't post them, right? You never do. You post once in a while. You might post one once a week, something like that. And then yesterday, you decided that you had to put up me saying that Tupac is not in my top 10. Not only did you do it, you did it knowing exactly what would happen. You did it knowing that the internet would come for me, and come for me they did. Come for me they did. You got 500 comments under there, people telling you you need to replace me as the co-host. You were telling me something. You're like, oh, Mano put something in the comments. So I started looking at the comments. I'm like, I'm not going through 500 comments to find Mano. And this is a bunch of people coming after me. And you did this. When you pushed post on that, you knew exactly what was going to happen. You know, with friends like you, who needs enemies? You know what I mean? Who needs enemies? Guy's not in my top 10. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What do you want?
So first off, like Dabo Sweeney or Mike Gundy, I've kept your secret quiet a really long time. You sprinkled it here and there. When we had the old crew of Harlan and Reg the Ledge, you sprinkle it like these West Coast to the fullest, South Central. He didn't know that about you. I'm pretty sure last night he went home, his relationship with you was a lot different. You know, there's so many people that work on this show that love rap music. and you had the nerve to say into a microphone the blasphemy that Tupac's not in the top two, top three,
top five, top
seven, top ten.
It's not blasphemous to say he's not in my top ten. He's not in my top ten. That's mine. It's mine. Okay. I concede that he is objectively in the collective mind of people who love hip hop in the top ten. He's not in my top ten. That's not blasphemous.
Well, let me tell you what I do as a professional.
No.
I know I play this Jalen don't work really hard game, but for everybody that want to get in the game, ain't nobody working harder than Jalen. And what I did, Jacoby, between 3:30 and 4:30, I make sure I'm not doing any interviews, phone calls, or anything except posting, doing, and promoting the show. That's why when I now get those clips, I put it on IG Story, Facebook, I put it on Twitter, and
Facebook?
I'll put it on my feed.
You can't even log into your own Facebook. You can't even log into your own Facebook. You cannot.
Fam, when you go to Spotify, they both have the same owner. You can add it to Spotify Stories and Facebook Stories. It's one button. It's not brain surgery.
Old. I don't even have a Facebook. I never had a Facebook.
I do it every day. You don't have a .com or a YouTube either, but that's what I do. That's why, you know, I'm trying to, you know, break glass ceilings in this industry. So let's get back to the point before you distract me.
Okay.
You did say that Tupac wasn't in your top 10. You're not surprised that we're talking about this right now. So I don't care if you go 10 to 1. I don't care if you go 1 to 10. David Jacoby, who is your top 10 rappers of all time?
Pass.
You asked me stuff all day about players.
Pass on the question. Pass. Next.
I'm done.
I hope you're done. I hope you mean it.
Now everybody sees why it's tougher to be somebody in this industry that actually wants to have an opinion. This is a perfect example of why.
Oh, please.
Because certain people,
I don't want to have an opinion.
You said it.
I don't want to have an opinion.
You said it. Own it.
Jalen.
You said it.
Jalen.
You said
did
it.
Did I not? Okay. Are you going to, you're not? I said it. I offered my, knowing it was an unpopular opinion, I said it. I'm not afraid to have an opinion.
You are.
Is he in your top 10?
Yes. Top two.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I got J1, Pac 2, Big 3, Nas 4, Eminem 5. That's my top five. No gray. What's yours?
Well, J Biggie and Nas. No particular order. J Biggie, Nas. Rakim. And then I like Redman. So I'm going to put Redman in there. I understand that he's not one of the top five of all time, but I love Redman. So he's in my top five. Those are my top five right there. They really are. Those are my top five.
But that ain't the controversy.
I'll finish it for you. You want five more? I'll give you five more. Jay, Biggie, Nas, Redman, Rakim. Okay, you ready for more? Kendrick Lamar, Marshall Mathers, Andre 3000, Big Pun. Who should I put in the last one? Lauryn Hill.
See?
Had to diversify at the end.
Brianna, please cut that. That's my social clip. That's my point exactly.
No.
Can I tell you what this is? I'm gonna tell you something you're gonna appreciate. Let me tell you something you're gonna appreciate.
No, I don't appreciate anything.
I had other people calling my phone. Andy Authentic cut my hair this morning.
Nobody called your phone.
You ready for this? I did. I had multiple people. I had artists call my phone.
No one called your phone. Let me
tell you something. How you think I knew Mano left a comment for you? Let me finish. So this is what I learned about all of the people that feel like Tupac Shakur ain't in their top two, their top three, their top five. And this, you just have never listened to rap music. if you don't think Tupac's in the top 10. You were reaching for people to put in front of him. But you know what I noticed each of you guys had in common? All y'all from the East Coast.
What is each of you guys anyway? What is each of you guys? I'm talking about my top 10. There's only one of me.
I know you don't listen. Let me regurgitate what I said. Each of the people that agrees with you, I noticed the theme. Okay. They're all from the East Coast. Did you not hear that part?
No, did you not hear the part yesterday where I said this is probably an East Coast bias?
This is where I need all East Coast hip-hop fans. I understand Pac came through and crushed the buildings. I know he did. I know he did. I know he and Biggie started a coastal beef that ended up lending Pac getting shot in New York and tragically both of those guys getting murdered. That is the most heartbreaking thing that happened in the history of hip hop, in my opinion. Losing both of those guys so very early.
So very early.
And me personally, I got a chance to break bread with both of them in my own way. At different times. So you mean to tell me when you're hanging out with Uncle Mike and you're hanging out with your friends and playing basketball and you're listening to rap music, you really believe on a list of all time you're going to put Lauryn Hill and Big Pun in front of Tupac?
No, I was just reaching at the end there. I was really just reaching. You know, I knew that I didn't sit down and make my top 10. I didn't do it. I didn't sit down and make my top 10.
And but you have some more omissions.
Huh?
You have some more omissions. Let me get of my course, 6 through Jaylen, 10 off the top of the head.
Every single time we make a list on this show, there's omissions. Every single time. I'll probably put KRS in front of Big Pun and Lauryn Hill for sure. I would probably do that for sure. The teacher. He deserves it.
So my 6 through 10.
Decades
my
in the
6
game.
Through 10. I'm going to take my time because I always make mistakes. Ice Cube, KRS-One, Rakim. That's 8.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick and J. Cole.
I can't put J. Cole in there. I can't put J. Cole. It's just not my opinion. It's just my opinion. You got KRS-One?
Oh, yeah, Andre 3000. Definitely KRS-One in mind. The teacher? I say him at the end of every show. We're not done. Yeah. We're not done.
I love KRS so much.
That's my man. Are you kidding?
KRS came out. He came out. Sound of the Police in like was that 92? You know, and then you know, here we are, 28 years later.
So I have to talk to my East Coast supporters and people that should listen to this program. Y'all got to let that thing with Pac go. Y'all got to let it go. Let it go, Jacoby. Let it go.
I love Snoop. I love Snoop. Love
let it
Snoop.
Go. Let it go.
Love Dr. Dre.
Let it go.
Love Snoop.
Let it go. I know.
I also just feel like
Snoop didn't make Hit 'Em Up. You know?
No.
Somebody made that. He did make New York, New York, though.
He did. That was a really sad time. That was a really sad time. In hip hop. That was a really, really sad time in hip hop, man.
You know you have something against Tupac when you put the Queen Lauryn Hill in front of him on a top 10 list. You know,
but
you,
also,
you know
like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you also something. I just feel like getting a woman in there. Is Wu-Tang are like collectively my favorite group of MCs, right? But if you're going like top 10,
NWA?
Like, do you put like in Wu-Tang, you've got Raekwon and Ghost, probably the best, on top of my head, probably the best duo in hip hop. You know what I mean? Like real duo that makes songs. Snoop and Dr. Dre, but like, you know, you feel like Dr. Dre didn't really write any of those lyrics. Outkast is good. Meth and Red. I love Smith and Wesson. Helter Skelter. But I would say that Ghost and Ray. Purple Tape. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Lox isn't a duo, but I would say Mobb Deep is a great duo, too. There's just so many. And it's also like one thing that's so important is like it really just matters what kind of mood I'm in. You know what I mean? Like there's different songs,
well, you
for different atmospheres, different
from
times
now,
of the day, different
from
environment.
Now you better be in the from now on, you better be in the mood to put Tupac in your top 10.
Why? Why? Why is that important?
Because
to you?
You literally
just
lied
like
on
this?
Wax. You
I didn't
literally
lie about
lied
anything.
On wax.
I didn't lie about anything. You didn't lie about anything.
All right.
What I lie about? What I lie about? What I lie about? No, tell what I lie about. No, no,
let me tell you.
No, you ready? Tell what I lied about. What I lied? What? When did I lie? When did I lie? When did I lie?
You ready for this, Brianna? Flip this. David Jacoby. Not only did you lie about Tupac not being a top 10 artist, you lied saying French Montana had more hits than Kendrick Lamar.
That's not a lie. Sometimes you're just wrong about stuff. Sometimes you're just wrong. Being wrong and lying are two different things, dog. I'm wrong a lot, but I don't lie a lot. I'm not lying.
You know what? So what? I gotta just Jaylen, throw a name out there.
I don't know. One thing you really don't understand. There's the top 10 and there's my top 10.
I can't be wrong about my top 10.
I cannot be wrong about that.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell y'all one of the things?
And also, I put Rakim in there off some legacy because I'm not bumping Rakim every day. Like I'm not running around pulling out Rakim. I'm not saying anything negative about him. I put him in my top 10, but I'm saying like I'm not listening to it.
Here's what I want everybody to know and appreciate about my brother David Jacoby. He's not going to care if you guys disagree, and he's not going to go home and cry because you guys are upset. I like that about you. I like that about you.
No.
But you should. You should go home and cry if you say French Montana win a versus battle against Kendrick Lamar. You should go home and cry.
I don't know. If you count all of his guest appearances, like he's got hits. He's got hits. He's got club hits. He really does.
What?
Kendrick Lamar makes better music. Kendrick Lamar makes better music, but if you're a DJ and you want to like make a club move, you play the French Montana stuff. You know that. You're a DJ. If you're at a nightclub, you play more French Montana than you do Kendrick Lamar because it's like a light beer versus like a heavy IPA. The IPA is stronger. This is an audio podcast. Jalen's got it. He's got an I can't breathe mask. He's pointing to it like you can hear him point to it. That's what he thinks.
You know what? I got a challenge for everybody. I did this with Andy Authentic today.
Shout out to a lot of you
fans that got hip to Pac when he joined Death Row and he made his double album and stuff like that. Let me just tell y'all something. He made that double album in like 24 hours. Okay? He was
Was he born in the Bronx or something?
I got some homework for y'all. This weekend, go listen to Tupacalypse Now. Okay? I've been listening to it ever since you said what you said yesterday. And it's an exact account of everything that's happening right now with the social unrest. He's talking about police brutality. He's talking about Rodney King beating. He's talking about all of the things. He could be CNN and Fox reporting the news right now on that album. And then this next one is called Strictly For My. Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished. Make sure y'all listen to those two albums. That's Hungry Pac spitting bars. And then listen to Me Against the World, because that's arguably one of the greatest albums of all time. Period.
He lived in New York till he was 17. According to Wikipedia, he lived in New York till he was 17. Just throwing it out there.
So
he's 17 years old.
What did he do with first? He lived in it. So what about his music? What does that have to do with where he? So you're saying since he's from New York, that or lived in New York, that?
Well, it doesn't really mean anything, to be honest with you. But I'm just saying to all y'all East Coasters, Tupac is an East Coaster. So you're 17 years old. I'm just saying.
Hey man. You got your homework lesson. Tupacalypse Now, For My Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished. That's your homework lesson this weekend.
I'm not doing that. That's too much time. That's like 2 hours of my life. I'm not doing that. Crazy.
You're such a bad kid. When Q acts up, look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I kind of know where he gets it from.
The kid's been acting up in the quarantine, man. Does the same way I'm not listening to 2 hours of Tupac just so I can go in the pod tomorrow and say, Jalen, you're right. Tupac's brilliant. He's in my top two all time. I do want to say this is, you can't send an NBA player a 125-page document and expect him to read it. Like, honestly, if you said, I'll give you, if you said, David Jacoby, inside this 125-page document are the winning lottery numbers for tonight, I'd be like, no, I'm good. I don't know.
It's like, well, where, that's the only reason why you would actually try to read it.
Like, what page, are they on?
You know, it ain't just an NBA player.
Even the agents didn't read it. Even the agents didn't read it.
It ain't just an NBA player. It's like 98% of people that ain't attorneys ain't going to read it. That's basically what it is. It's like the notification when you download the app. You just, yes, yes, yes. It's paragraphs and pages. Like, yes, accept, yes, accept. Yes,
my
yes,
own
yes.
contract with this company. My own contract with this company. I had to really force myself to read every word. It's so boring. Contracts are so boring. I had to force myself to read every word just so I could understand what I was signing. And Jalen, I do want to talk about the quarantine a little bit. We didn't get enough time to talk about it during the show. That's haircuts in Orlando. You mistakenly think that an NBA player can fly in their own barber to get a haircut. That's not how it's going, Jalen Rose. There's going to be a team of barbers that already work in Disneyland that are going to have to give everybody haircuts. Like, or they're gonna designate a coalition of the best barbers in America, and they will join the bubbles. Jalen, this is not a, oh, I'm gonna fly in my barber type of situation. I don't know if you know, but every team can only bring a certain amount of people. So they're gonna be quote unquote essential people on the team, they're gonna be left behind. You think the barbers are coming in?
Well, I got one prediction. That means Jason Tatum will be wearing a headband. Look for that for sure. If he can't bring in his barber. The other thing I want to tell you is, no. You say that to me all of the time. Not just anybody could give me a lineup.
Yes.
Not just anybody could give me a lineup.
Straight line with a razor. Yes. Anyone can do that. Anyone can do that. Anyone.
You're the same person that walks into a barber shop and gets a haircut by anyone that has a chair of clippers in their hand.
And you would never know. How many times have you looked at me and be like, oh, no, you got Zeke? How many times have you seen me like that? Never once. Never once.
How many times have I looked at you like you got a fresh cut?
Many times, actually. Many times. You've mentioned it on the show. Many times. I appreciate it. You know one thing the quarantine has taught me? Black people really don't cut their own hair. It's not that hard.
No, never.
Just, it's like, never. You know what? I didn't realize that was cultural. I really didn't realize that was cultural.
I've told you a long time. I'm not attracted to myself. Not attracted to myself.
You told me that a long time, that you're not attracted to yourself. That's what you told me for a long time. You've never said that before in your whole entire life. You've never said, hey, Jacoby, let me tell you something about myself. I'm not attracted to myself. I don't know what that has to do with cutting your own hair. I don't know what you're getting.
It does. Because cutting is grooming. See, this, you don't appreciate the art of barber and salons. You know, when you go to a barber, that's called grooming. They're actually getting you right. They're dictating the length of your hair. They're dictating a lot of different things as you approach your day. You just don't appreciate them.
You and your barber got a very different relationship than me and mine. They don't dictate anything for my day.
All black people do. All black people do.
So wait, you trying to tell me that you think that every NBA player in the bubble gets to fly in a barber? You really think that's going to happen in real life?
Here's what I think is going to happen. Jason Tatum's barber, he's going to write his name down on the list as cousin, friend, brother, essential, agent, manager, whoever. But when he gets to the room, he's going to be his barber and his homie. You ain't about to see 400 people getting their hair cut by the dude that's employed by Bo Ricks or whatever, Supercuts, cutting NBA players.
Yeah, there's
hair
a Supercuts in one of the hotels, and that's who's cutting everyone's hair. So, but Jalen, do you really think your own significant other, your flesh and blood, your son, your daughter, they can't come for 6 weeks? So you can't have your wife come to the bubble for 7 weeks, but you can bring Andy Authentic? Nah, that's not how it works. That's not how
I'm telling you. Just like there's a piece of paper that says agents aren't allowed. Don't you think LeBron James is going to write Rich Paul's name on a piece of paper and be like, family, friend, cousin, what do you want me to write? You know, what do you want me to write?
But I mean, whatever LeBron I need to James write. Is easily the most powerful athlete, if not in the world, in the NBA. But not everyone's going to get those. Not everyone's going to get that essential entourage. You know, you think Kevin Horner is going to be like, yo, I got, here's my list of seven people. And the Hawks ain't even going.
Hey, man, I got some advice.
What's up?
For me or for everybody?
All of the single guys. Just let me tell you something.
Don't get us canceled. We're at the end of the pod.
When dudes start inviting their girlfriends, their wives, and their significant others, keep your comments to yourself. Do not be that guy during a pandemic in Orlando that gets knuckled up by one of your NBA brethren by habitual line step in their significant other. Trust me, two things that bring down countries faster than anything, money and women, period. I just want to make sure I put that out there because we're the kind of show that'll be covering topics like this.
If my wife is in a bubble, if she's walking past you at the pool, you keep your head straight forward. Straight forward when she walks by. If you turn your head when she walks by, it's going to be a problem. There's going to be a lot of awkward elevator rides too. It's going to be like two players and their wives, and the third player has a wife, and he gets in the elevator with not his wife. The other two wives look at each other. They all push different buttons, and it's silent for like 15 seconds. And then the second everybody gets out of the elevator, that's the half an hour conversation right there.
And then, by the way, after she walks by the pool, you can feel people staring at you. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. y'all get to the elevator, you get to the room, and then she tells you, I didn't know such and such was that tall. I didn't know he was that big. You're not going to be happy. You're not going to be happy.
I don't care. That don't bother me. I ain't jealous like that. It doesn't bother me at all. She can say whatever she wants. I really don't care. She can say whatever she wants.
We've got 13 kids. We've been together
for 18
now.
Years. Yeah, we got a bunch of kids. Like, she just needs help with the kids more than anything. You know, so yeah, he's big and tall, but he ain't gonna wake up at 4 a.m. to deal with Quincy. So, go ahead. Yeah, he's rich. He's handsome. He's young. You know, he's big. He's
sometimes
tall.
You don't make good decisions. You don't make good decisions until three.
He then you realize
a bad decision at six.
I got one of my daughters. One of my daughters is 4 years old. She needs me to wipe her after she poops, and she's already wiped, and it's already done. I've got clean wipes every time. I'm like, Margo, you're good. You graduated. You don't need my help anymore. Extraneous.
Oh man.
All right. Tupac's not in my top 10. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Like KRS-One once famously said, we're not done. We're not done. We're not done.